From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carl Castle. The Obama administration is announcing a multi-billion dollar effort today to improve the nation's electric grid. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
As part of the economic stimulus effort, the federal government will spend nearly $3.5 billion on so-called smart grid technology. That includes brainy electric meters that can help homeowners schedule chores when power is cheapest, and automatic sensors to tell utilities when a tree has fallen on one of their electric lines. Private industry is putting up another $4.7 billion to match the government grants, which were awarded after a competitive selection process. President Obama will make the announcement near a Florida solar collector. Part of the government's plan is to help move clean energy from sunny or windy places where it's generated to more heavily populated areas where the power is needed. Scott Horsley, NPR News, with the president in Miami.
In a reversal, Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid now expects to send health care legislation to the floor that will include a government-run insurance plan. Some Democrats are praising the move. Reid says he decided it was important enough to put in the bill.
Well, the public option is not a silver bullet. I believe it's an important way to ensure competition at a level of playing field for patients with the insurance industry.
The proposal would allow states to opt out of participation if they so choose. Reid expects to send the bill to the Congressional Budget Office for a cost analysis and begin Senate debate soon thereafter. But whether he has the votes to get it passed is another matter. Some moderate Democrats could sink health care overhaul by voting against the bill, and so far, they're not saying much. The activist group Human Rights Watch has called for the ruling military junta in Guinea to face prosecution for the killing of more than 150 demonstrators at an anti-government rally last month. NPR's Gwen Tompkins reports.
Guinean security forces opened fire on thousands of unarmed civilians at a stadium rally in Conakry. Human Rights Watch says the Presidential Guard and other forces surrounded the stadium and then moved in, shooting people until their bullets ran out. The organization says it's conducted interviews with several survivors who saw the security forces gang rape and severely beat civilians. A military junta has controlled Guinea since late last year. The junta and its political allies said they took power to rout out corruption, but so far they've not made way for civilian rule. The U.S. and European Union have called for the junta leader to step down, and the EU has announced a ban on weapon sales to that country. Guinea is a major exporter of aluminum ore. Gwen Tompkins, NPR News, Nairobi.
Stock prices open higher this morning. At this hour, the New York Stock Exchange, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up by 31 points to 98.99. The NASDAQ Composite Index is up 2 points to 98.93. This is NPR News. Every day, court-approved wiretaps and bugs record hundreds of hours of conversations, and many of them need translating. A new Inspector General's report says that the FBI hasn't even listened to many of those files. NPR's Dina Temple-Raston reports.
For years now, the FBI has been under the gun for not having enough linguists to translate the hours of wiretapped conversations it has. Now a new Inspector General report says that the FBI is moving backward, not forward. The total number of FBI linguists is down 3% since 2005, and nearly a third of the electronic files the FBI has collected haven't even been reviewed. The FBI says it's trying to deal with the backlog, but is having difficulty hiring linguists who speak certain languages. Among the hurdles, security clearances from people who have lived much of their lives overseas. The Inspector General said the FBI has some 737 hours of unreviewed recordings, and they were part of some of the FBI's top-tier terrorism cases in fiscal 2008. The FBI has disputed the numbers. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News.
The Senate Environment and Public Works Committee begins debate today on a climate bill. Top administration officials plan to appear before the panel in hopes of making a case of aggressive action on climate change. Senate Democrats have all but given up hope of getting a climate bill passed this year, but they hope to show some progress ahead of international climate talks in December. The Senate measure is similar to a House bill, which has been passed. It would cap greenhouse gas emissions from power plants and large industrial facilities. I'm Carl Castle, NPR News, in Washington.